Hello, my name is Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other ministries all on the internet. Now, let's get into the Word.
We'll move all the doubt and cause the sun to shine and give us peace of mind.
Amen. Praise the Lord. A man lives his life. When he lives his life, he really preaches his own eulogy. Mm-hmm. And today we've learned about a man that loved Christine. Period. No question marks. We learned about a man who loved his family. We learned about a man that loved his brothers and sisters. We learned about a man that was a happy man, and you could tell from the pictures because he always had a smile on his face. His smile looked about as good as my smile. So when you lose somebody like that, it could be very, very hard. And we're in challenging you and encouraging you to celebrate his life, but when you lose somebody so lovable, somebody that wouldn't harm a fly, somebody that loved you so purely, it's kind of hard to do. God has sent me here today to share a message to the family. A message entitled, "A Shelter for a Time of Mourning." And we're going to look at Psalms chapter 46, verses 1 through 3, which reads in the NIV, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, and though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." Again, we're talking about a shelter for a time of mourning. And we want to suggest to you today that God can be in your time of mourning. We want to suggest that God can be your shelter. We want to suggest also that God can be your strength. And also that God can be your security. And we want you to take refuge in Him today. Many of you are from here, around here, you know where you were at around 11 o'clock last Saturday night. Because the earth began to move and quake, and the biggest earthquake that we ever had on record here in Oklahoma. And the question after that, for most of us, was, what do you do in an earthquake? We've been around tornadoes all of our lives, but we don't quite know what to do in an earthquake. Losing a loved one is similarly, You just don't know what to do when you lose a loved one, especially a loved one that's so lovable. Because many times I, as a preacher, have to get up here and tell tales about folk who ain't no good. Paint a picture. But with somebody like Brother Prince, Chilly Willie is what some call him. when you lose someone like this, it's like an immersion, an emotional earthquake. And you don't know quite what to do. You've dealt with so many different tornadoes within his life. But losing him, you don't know what to do. There I say that God can be your shelter during your time of mourning. God can be your shelter no matter what kind of storm it is. Because I posed a question to one of my deacons after the earthquake that Saturday night. I knew he had a storm shelter, and I wondered did you want to run to the storm shelter during the earthquake? I posed him that question. But I'm so glad that we don't have to really distinguish the different kind of tragedies to know that God can be our shelter. Hello, somebody. God can be our shelter in a time of mourning, in a time of loss. God can be our shelter. We've got to learn to run in to him. We've got to learn to run into him because the Bible says that God is our refuge. He is our refuge, and he's a place that I can go in times of mourning, in times of sorrow. He is our refuge. Psalms 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Selah, which means peace. That's what God is trying to speak into some of our lives today as we're going to miss him, or we're going to miss him. How can we not miss him? How can Christina not miss him? How can the children not miss him? How can the brothers and sisters, though they weren't there most of the time, but they, how can they not miss him because he was older and grew up and went on to live his life? How can we not miss a man like that? God says, in your time of missing, remember me. Remember that I can be your refuge. Pour your heart out to me. Pour your heart out to me. For I can be your refuge. Not only can he be your refuge or your shelter, but he says that he can be your strength. That's what the Bible says. God is our refuge and strength. And strength. And strength. Some of you don't know how you're going to make it through. Undoubtedly. Because you depend upon him so much. Some of you don't know where you're going to get the strength to make it through such a time as this. Because you're going to miss it. But God is saying today, I can give you the strength that you seek. And you do need strength.
Right.
You need strength to make it through such a time as this. You need strength every time you lose a loved one.
Yeah.
Some of you here today may be remembering not only his death, but the death of others who have gone before him, and you're sad, and it reminds you of all the loss. But God is here today trying to tell you that you need to depend upon him. He can still be your strength.
Right.
He left breath in your body. That means he's not finished with you yet.
Right. That's a good point.
Means he has other plans for you.
Right.
and he can strengthen you for such a time as this. Habakkuk 3:19 says, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. The sovereign Lord is my strength. God wants you to depend upon him today,
right,
to make it through such a time as this.
Yes.
Not only is God your shelter, not only is he your strength, but he's also your security.
Yeah, right.
Some of us have been feeling very insecure, particularly with the growing of the earthquakes. We felt too in the last 2 weeks, for those of you who are in Oklahoma City and Norman, I heard you felt more than that. And then this. And it's very unsettling to you. Seems like it is the end of the world as we know it. And you're tempted to panic. God sent me here today to let you know that not only can he be your shelter, not only can he be your strength, but he can be your security. Most women, it's the number one need that they have is security. And undoubtedly, Prince was Sister Christine's security and the children's security.
All right.
While he was around, they felt okay. Can you imagine with him being around, you don't think nobody's going to do anything. He's a big man. I want to tell you today that I serve a big God.
All right.
And you don't have to lose your security today.
Right.
Why don't you run into him?
Run into him.
Why don't you allow him to be your strength? Why don't you allow him to take up where Prince left off?
Yep.
Why don't you allow him today to be your security? God and his word talks about this security. Psalms 27:1 says, a psalm of David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Yeah.
The Lord is my stronghold of my life.
Yeah.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
Thank you.
At times like this, we're tempted to fear. We're tempted to be afraid. We're tempted to think that we need to just give up hope. No, God is not telling you today to give up hope. He's telling you to put your hope in him.
Well, right, yeah. That's it.
To put your hope in him. And if you're willing to put your hope in him, you don't have to be afraid of, guess what? Nothing.
That's all right.
No tornadoes, floods, earthquakes. I think last week we had all those in one day. We don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid today because you've lost your loved one. Put your hope and your trust and your strength in God. And he can help you through. He will help you through. Amen. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a wonderful time to know him.
Yes.
But the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes.
Jesus Christ came and lived on this world for 33 years. The last 3 years of his life, he proved that he was the Messiah, God's only Son. But he had to die for our sins and be buried Bible says that he rose again on the third day.
Yeah.
And if you're here today and you do not know God, then all you have to do is to believe in the Lord Jesus. And if you believe in him today, he can become your shelter. If you believe in him today, he can be your strength. If you believe in him today, he can be your security.
It's good, man.
Friends, as O.C. said, he's in a better place. He's in a better place. And we pose the question today, what place are you in? Amen. All eyes closed and heads bowed. I want you to take this moment and have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles.
Yes.
Shall we pray? Father God, I come today, Lord, just wanted to intercede on behalf of this wonderful family.
Yes, Lord.
We do pray and intercede on behalf of Christine and
yes,
and all of the children.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray, Lord, that you would touch them, Father, and that you would comfort them in such a time as this, Father.
Yes,
not only them, Father, brothers and sisters, nieces. Touch him, Father. For you know how much he loved them and they loved him.
Yes.
Move right now, Father, and be a shelter.
Yes.
Move right now, Father, and be strength.
Be strong.
Move right now and be security.
Yes.
They may know, Father, that there is a God. And that you love them.
Yes.
Some, Father, need to be brought back. Bring them back. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we praise you for sending our way Willie Lawrence Prince.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, that you formed him in his mother's womb.
Right.
We thank you, Father, that you raised him up, Father, and that you put him on the right track, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the love that he had for a woman and her children. Brothers and sisters. And Father, we're concerned for them today. But they are left behind. Comfort. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise the Lord.
Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. I've been your host for today's program, and before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God, to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet him on his terms, and his terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life. come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing, for now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family, and that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. With love, believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem. Again, we're at 311 North Dunbar in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listening throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home. A baby born needs to be a baby born in the family, because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby.
Thank you for
and you must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home and put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This and is Pastor Mike Wheaton, the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how he's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now, we're entering into a building program, and we've calling this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com, and you can hear it, tap the link on the MySpace page, or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did it. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in a economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God, and I believe God can do it for us. And we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, state-of-the-art build, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more, whatever God is laying on your heart. We need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword.com.